Hi there. The word for you today is Satan is defeated. Jesus said in John 8 verse 38, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Satan is a deceiver, but Jesus is a revealer. So anytime you bring Jesus into your situation, Satan is unmasked, and his plans for your life are exposed and foiled. Satan is referred to throughout the Bible as darkness, whereas Jesus is referred to as light. The moment the light moves in, the darkness has to move out. So, your first priority is not to conquer Satan, but to move closer to Jesus. In other words, to line up your will with his will and your words with his word. Instead of just lying down and taking it and saying, well, I guess there's nothing I can do about this. You need to rise up in faith and say, Satan, it is written. That's scriptural. That's what Jesus did. Faced with a level of temptation none of us will ever be exposed to. That's how Jesus dealt with Satan in the wilderness. And the record reads, Mark 4 verse 11, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Recently, we witnessed the travesty of bankers and brokers taking people's money, losing it, and then later having the gall to come back and say, here's another good plan, invest in it. But now we know better, don't we? We no longer believe an investment is good just because somebody says so, especially somebody with a vested interest. Don't miss the spiritual analogy here. When you know the truth of God's word, and you use it as a weapon, Satan's walls crumble, his plans for you become unglued, and his schemes fall apart. When you understand who you are in Christ, you're more than a match for the devil, and he can no longer control your life. Okay?